Scars remaining from the wounds left in your way. Pressure mounting, fear the levee will break. I should have learned to swim. Find myself back.
Music again today on Let's Get Local from Counter Void. That song called Riptide. You can find out more about that. Of course, just check that out on YouTube or anywhere. And yeah, great tune, great guy, great band as well. For the Counter Void band, appreciate them and their music here bringing it to us on our show, Let's Get Local, here this Saturday. All right, so no guests this segment because we got to start something a little bit different on this program. Now, back in the early days of Let's Get Local, it's only a couple months ago, but you get the idea. We had an idea to try to give some shout-outs to local businesses because there are so many. We only have four segments on this show, one show a week. We could not get to all of the local businesses to highlight them and nonprofits and all of that in years. It would take years and years for us to do that. So let's get some shout-outs going. The other thing we want you to do is I'm going to lay the groundwork this week, and then in future weeks, I want you to call in. No matter where you are, whether you're in Dane County or a neighboring county, another state, I don't care, but call in with a local business that you frequent, that you enjoy. Could be in any of these categories, could be multiple businesses. Call the Devil Radio Studio, and we want this segment, as we bring it once in a while, we're going to try to get it every week. Maybe not if we have extra guests. We might not do it every week, but we'll do it definitely pretty regularly on this program to give extra shout outs to local businesses that we love and enjoy. We had some great ones on today, of course, with N Plus One Cafe in Verona, and just talked with Kayla from South Central Landscapes as well. But here are some shout outs. I have some different categories that I laid out, put some thought to this, and want to tell you about some great companies that I love right here and businesses in our community that I like to go to. I enjoy every time I go, and I try to support them because they are wonderful businesses, but even better people running those businesses. Okay, first up, for a cafe or a coffee place, today I'm going to highlight Rosie's Coffee Bar and Cafe. Kaz is amazing over though at that place. She is incredibly dedicated, a wonderful person, works hard, great product, and cinnamon rolls the size of your head. Remember there were places that promoted burritos the size of your head at one point? Cinnamon rolls the size of your head if you're interested in that. Rosie's Coffee Bar and Cafe and Bakery on Monona Drive. Okay, another category, brew pub and winery. This week, I'm going with Delta Beer Lab. If you haven't looked up Delta Beer Lab, you should. Incredible business. Pio has a great story. He has crafted his skills and then brought them to Madison after going through a number of different things in life, and a young guy but has lived a lot and has some great perspective. And what they're trying to do with their business too. Man, I'm trying to get him on for an upcoming show. And that would be wonderful to learn more right from him about what he's done. But certainly check out Delta Beer Lab, Brew Pub, or the winery topic there. All right, for a restaurant or a specialty dessert place, I'm going to throw those in there too because we got some good ones. You know, we've heard from the Chocolate Caper on this show before, so I kind of lumped those together. But today I want to highlight Kingdom Restaurant on the north side. It's an African fusion restaurant, and Muhammad over there is incredible guy with a dream, just wanted to bring his love for food to the north side, started that restaurant, opened it up, and it's another great one to support. So Kingdom Restaurant on the north side. A nonprofit, one of my favorites, is Madison Reading Project. If you haven't read about them or know anything about them, Rowan has launched that thing and grew it into an incredible, impactful organization that is helping with child literacy, also helping bring joy to people. And again, they had a big milestone recently too. So these are all people as well that I'd like to get on the show for a longer segment at some point. But most of our businesses and nonprofits in the area, I'd love to do that with as well. So working on those things for features, but they get a mention today from me. For specialty retail or shopping, I'm going to highlight the Purple Goose. Purple Goose out in Verona, also in Paoli as well. They got this great little shop there. So two locations for Hallie and the Purple Goose team. A wonderful place, great people. A local grocery. I mean, the first one that comes to mind is Metcalf's. Metcalf's Market does so much for our community. They have done so much over the years, been so giving, so generous, so supportive. They are incredible to their employees. They are incredible to the community. And Tim and Amanda have done a lot just for so many others. So show them some love too, and we'll show them a little love here today on Let's Get Local. A marketing or design place. Now, most times they work with businesses, right? But you might be a business owner. You might have an idea for a business, and maybe it just hasn't gotten going yet. So there are a number of Dane by Local members in particular that kind of serve in that role of helping people with marketing and business development and also design of websites. And one I want to talk about today is Busy Busy. Busy Busy and Candy Phelps, the founder and owner there. She's got a great team, got a good friend too with Mary Jane Connor on her team. But they are just a very creative group, very thoughtful, very focused on the customer. So love them. And again, Busy Busy, B-I-Z-Z-Y, B-I-Z-Z-Y. You can find out more about their marketing and design place. As far as landscape gardening, landscape or a gardening company or supplier. So kind of like in this category, I'm looking at, you know, places like South Central Landscapes that do all the work, but also suppliers where you can purchase supplies from or plants from and things like that. And Klein's Floral and Greenhouses is one of the best, one of the longest around and still one of the best. And Sue at Klein's has been such a great person in the community as well. But they really have a commitment to their craft over at Klein's Floral and Greenhouses. In the fitness, wellness, health, or healthcare, I kind of lumped all those together when I'm thinking about different local places because there's quite a few of them when you really put those together. Boulder's Climbing Gym is not only a lot of fun and has great leadership with Brad, but, man, they have an incredible offering and have just a great operation during this time. During the pandemic, they've been operating safely, they've been doing things, following orders, but also finding a way for their customers to, you know, activate and be involved, still stay connected to Boulder's Climbing Gym. And that is a great local business right here in Madison with two locations. In the professional service organization area, one that I still want to get him on, but he is hard to track down because he's very busy, especially on days like today, is Curbside Composter. If you have not heard about Curbside Composter, Google him now. Well, him, Derek kind of runs the thing, but Google that business now, Curbside Composter. It is a business that was created out of love and passion and heart like so many local businesses, but it is an easy service that anyone can take advantage of. Can compost. If you don't want to do the hard work of composting, they take care of all the hard work for you and pick up, drop off of containers. It's a great business. Derek's doing wonderful, does a lot of work with businesses, but can work with you at a residential home as well. And he's passionate about it, and he just wants to help reduce waste in our community, and that's an incredible business mission. And finally, in the home improvement area, so home improvement suppliers or contractors, one of my personal favorites, Hallman Lindsay Paints. Now, there are a lot of different paints out there. You can buy paint from so many different places, but Hallman Lindsay Paint has been made in Wisconsin for Wisconsin for about 60 years. And they have stores all around the area, all around the state, actually. I think they have 26 or 27 store locations now where you can purchase their paint directly. Based out of Sun Prairie. And wonderful people, incredible people that operate the business. But they're super generous, great product, and the most helpful you can get in terms of finding people who will help you pick out colors, help you match colors if you need to do that, help you find which colors go together well. All those things We have to give shout-outs to John, Jalen, and Ron, one of the most helpful guys I've been around. He's at the Broadway location of Hallman Lindsay Paints. And Ron is like, he's the best. He's the best consultant I've ever been around for paint. He knows all everything from every finish, from every color, from every type of paint they sell. And he will get you exactly what you are looking for. So Hallman Lindsay Paints, my shout-out for that. Again, I hope that inspires you to give shout-outs and call in with shout-outs starting next week. And we'll do that segment whenever we can. I'm going to come up with more businesses as we go down the road here too. Big thank you to Jessica at N Plus One Cafe for joining us today. Also, we want to thank, of course, Colin Murray for the great updates. And don't forget that Dame by Local Marketplace, because it is a really interesting alternative to shopping on Amazon. Give it a chance. DameByLocal.com. Try the marketplace. Get stuff delivered. Just the same sort of operation. E-commerce. Simple ordering. Products come right to your home. It's a great thing. And then finally, of course, having South Central Landscapes and Kayla and learning all about their business. They are busy, but they are incredible. So stay well, be well, go local, stay local, and buy local. And we'll catch you next week on Let's Get Local. What a surprise. Each waking moment, I find you near.